Hello, I'm Brian Tilton, B-R-I-A-N, Tilton as in exit 20, and I live in Hooksett. I'm a former radio talk show host, broadcasted from 2008 to 2014 in Concord. My nearly 20-year broadcast career came to an abrupt end 2 weeks after Northern Pass started advertising on my station. During the public comment portion of this round of sessions, not one disinterested person spoke in favor of the project. Everyone who has spoken in favor has either already received a huge payout from Northern Pass or are expecting to directly benefit, or, in the case of public officials, the anticipated tax windfalls. But let's look at the people in this room and over the past week who oppose this project. What financial benefit do they stand to gain? Nothing. These people bear the burden of the mere prospects, not even the approval, just the mere proposal of the line. I have seen the trail of destruction across this state from Pittsburgh to Deerfield, the lives upended, people who have seen their livelihoods not only threatened, but actually diminished. Some even lost it all. These people will be darn lucky if they can ever regain a portion of what they once had if this project is rejected. These are real people who get their hands dirty, those who do the jobs that corporate executive millionaires can't relate to. We, the people, have spoken. The SEC should now see that it is abundantly clear that the only acceptable answer is to bury all of the line, every inch of it. Oh, we hear the project developers say, "We've listened to the people. We continue to work with the landowners. We continue, blah, 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 blah." It's a lie. They're tone deaf. We keep hearing the term orderly development. But what about the disorderly destruction we have seen already? The disorderly destruction of livelihoods, the disorderly destruction of property values, the disorderly destruction of property rights through theft of property value, an attempted threat by threatening eminent domain, as this project already did from in the very beginning. I studied this issue objectively for several months before I opposed it in 2011. I have never taken any money from either side of this issue and never will. But I did take something from the opposition. I took their stories of heartaches. I took their struggles. I took their dreams. I took their passion. I took their humor and put it in my head and in my heart and went around and told all the people of this state their stories. And when this is all over, I wouldn't mind one more thing from them: their friendship. Mr. Quinlan, look these people deep in the eyes and you will see what I see. These people are the heartbeat of our state. We can't function as a society without their talents, wisdom, and work ethic. Mr. Quinlan, I would like you to be able to take one thing from these people. All you have to do is bury the line, all of it, and you can take their thanks.
Thank you, sir.